We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
NY27, the race between Chris Collins and Nate McMurray is tightening. Steve Greenberg is joining us live. Steve is a pollster with Siena College, and Siena and Spectrum are out with a new poll this morning. What did you find, Steve?
Well, this is a fascinating race. What we see is that at the moment, the incumbent Republican, Chris Collins, has the support of 46% of likely voters in the 27th congressional district, compared to 43% for his Democratic challenger, Nate McMurray. So Collins, a 3-point lead. Now, a couple things to point out here. This is the most Republican district in the state of New York. And what do I mean by that? Well, in terms of pure enrollment, it is, but in terms of the likely voters in this sample of this poll from Siena, 18-point lead for Republicans in terms of the sample of likely voters. 48% of the likely voters we talked to were Republican, 30% Democrat. When we asked voters who do they want to control the House of Representatives after November, by a 18-point margin, 56% to 38%, they say they want to see the Republicans in control. And when we ask them about the president's job approval, 56% give Trump a positive job approval rating, 38% give him a negative job performance rating. So Trump plus 18 points. Want to see Republican control of the House plus Republican 18 points. Sample plus Republican 18 points, yet in the horse race for Congress, Collins plus 3.
I'm sure that speaks a lot to Collins' favorability rating.
Absolutely. Right now, 37% of voters view Collins favorably. Nearly half, 49%, view him unfavorably. Just among Republicans alone, Collins' favorability is 48 favorable, 35 unfavorable. That wouldn't be bad if it was all voters, but that's just Republicans. By comparison, McMurray has an overall 32 favorable, 21 unfavorable, with nearly half of voters not able to have an opinion about him. But among Democrats alone, he's at 50 to 11, compared to Collins with Republicans, 48-35. And we see that reflected in the horse race as well. Among Republicans right now, in who they're going to vote for, 63% say they're with Collins, but nearly a quarter, 24% of Republicans, say they're voting for McMurray.
Steve, what about gender? Does it break down even between men and women?
Interesting. I'm glad you asked that question, Susan, because interestingly, it does not. And we have seen wide gender gaps in so many of the polls that we've done this year in New York and across the country, with women favoring Democrats more and men favoring Republicans more. In this race, men support Collins 46-45, 1 point. Women support Collins 46-42, 4 points. Where we really see a breakdown besides party is in terms of education. Voters with less than a bachelor's degree favor Collins by 6 points, 49% to 43%, but voters with a bachelor's degree or more by a 15-point margin, 51% to 36%, those voters favor McMurray.
How do these numbers, and especially that overall 3-point margin, how do they differ from what you would expect in this district in a normal race, given maybe without the circumstances around Chris Collins' indictment? Would you expect it to kind of go along that 18-point margin that you've said for so many other things?
I would have absolutely expected that. Look, this district was truly not on anybody's radar screen. Wasn't on ours to poll 2 months ago. It wasn't on the list for the DCCC or the NRCC in Washington, the two major party congressional committees. This was not on anybody's radar. As a result of the indictment, he suspended his campaign, and then he reignited his campaign. This became suddenly an interesting race. What happens when an incumbent elected official runs for re-election? Now, we've seen it before in New York. We've seen incumbents win. We've seen indicted incumbents win. We've seen indicted incumbents lose. Most recently, 4 years ago, in the race for Congress down in Staten Island, former Assemblyman Michael Grimm was under indictment at the time and won his election. So anything can happen, particularly here in New York, but certainly nobody expected this race to be as close as it was if we go back prior to the indictment.
Steve, what about independents? I mean, that seems like it's a pretty coveted group right now.
Yeah, and they are broken down the middle. 46% of independents say they're with McMurray. 45% say they're with Collins. When we look at how independents view each of the candidates, 34% of independents view McMurray favorably. 22% view him unfavorably. Interestingly, Collins has the same favorable 34%, but 51% of independents view him unfavorably. So there are some independents who are still viewing him unfavorably, yet voting for him.
And the polling here ended the same day Chris Collins' legal team was in court. Is that right?
The polling here ended on October 11th, which was Thursday night.
That is the day that his team was in court. All right, Steve, this is very interesting. We appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Steve Greenberg, he's a pollster with Siena College. It was a Siena Spectrum poll. You can read more, the entire thing, break it down as well with the crosstabs at WBEN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.